T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. What up? Welcome to Maggie and Perloff. It's Friday. You made it. Sit back. Let us entertain you, because Perloff, the dynasty never ended. It's just going to keep going and keep going. And I'm not trying to just completely turn the page on what the Warriors did last night in winning the NBA title, but I can't help but forecast a little into the future of what this Warriors extended dynasty could be. And to me, it seems like we're starting part two of the dynasty last night. And it's just going to continue.
Is there like a new senior league in the NBA that I didn't know about? Like, it's like, yes, golf where you turn 50? They were, all right. In the midst of all the celebration, like, some of the guys were like looking at their watch like it was bedtime. I mean, they are way too
East
old.
East Coast time.
How could you ignore the ages here? If it, this is more of a last dance feel than a beginning feel to me.
No, could not feel the total opposite way. You say last dance, I say just getting going. And I think that's why it was super obnoxious at the time when the owner of the Warriors came out in a New York Times Magazine article in 2016 and said, we are light years ahead of every other team in the NBA. And obviously that does sound a little bit braggy and a little bit obnoxious. So of course people bristled. But you know what? They might be right, because this has been so masterful how they have successfully not just kept this core together, who are not 40 years old right now. You know, they're in their mid to early 30s. And the fact that they were able to really add Andrew Wiggins as this incredible bridge piece to the next generation. And listen, who knows? They could add more pieces. I don't know if Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody are necessarily going to be the next generation. But think about what they did in a time when they had two very high draft picks, and when they were coming off of two down seasons, they drafted two teenagers. I mean, that is so antithetical to what most teams who would, in theory, be like in their prime and in their window would do. But they trusted that that would set them up for long-term success. And then you see like what Steph Curry has done, Draymond and Clay, Steve Kerr, the front office. Like, there is so much still to be like achieved from the Warriors, which is crazy, right?
I didn't feel that way last night. I felt like they were sort of looking back. I didn't feel like, oh man, we're ready to go. I felt like this was like an accomplishment. Like, whew, we did it. We proved we could get back. To me, like, it was like, yes, it was a continuation, but there was this relief. We could do it. We could get back. I didn't feel like this is 2015. Like, when you had a baby face Steph, and you mentioned the drafting two teenagers. That's exactly what the Bulls did when Jordan left. You know, it wasn't a sign. Like, they didn't turn that into like a continuation. I don't know. Like, Kuminga, Moody, Wiseman, does this feel like pieces of a future Warriors dynasty?
Well, with the core still intact,
yeah,
the window is still open. I do get what you're saying, though, yeah, because there was a lot of like, you guys said we couldn't,
yeah,
and we could. And we'll unpack like all the pettiness that, yeah, happened yesterday, because it was glorious. The amount of receipts that these Warriors are keeping. Who knew they were the pettiest team in the NBA? But we'll get to all that. I just think that they have set themselves up so well here. Yes, there was a bit of an exhale, but if, yeah, you believe that Steph Curry's game is going to age very, very well, which I think it's going to, if you think that Klay Thompson is still working his way back from an injury in some,
definitely,
ways and still could maybe not get back to prime Klay, but there, if you believe that Draymond Green can end up occupying a space that almost like Andre Iguodala did, like listen, Draymond was very good last night, definitely. But as he gets older, he becomes Andre Iguodala. He becomes like Udonis Haslem almost, where he's a guy who they're probably going to keep around forever just because of what he does for the culture.
Yeah, oh, 100%. And he does get underneath the opponent's skin. But
oh, yeah.
I didn't even feel like, this is going to sound terrible, probably going to get some hate mail off this, but I didn't think they were even the best team in the NBA this year. It was clearly like far and away the Suns. Like, this is not like the Warriors were a three seed. This is hardly like, there's no three seed who was at the beginning of a dynasty. I felt like this was the kind of the Red Sea parted for the Warriors to get one more title.
Wow. You're going to be that guy today?
I just honestly feel like, yeah, like it was the right situation.
Are you calling this cupcake finals? Why? Because.
Obviously Boston was terrible. Like, they couldn't even. It's a finals team who turns the ball over 30 times a game and can't even get past 90 points.
They can't dribble.
I said this earlier. Like, there's no way you cannot say that is a weak finals team.
Okay. I get it. But let's not forget. After game three, when they went up 2-1, they being the Boston Celtics, weren't we all saying Boston's the better team here,
right,
but then they fell apart?
Because Golden State's just not that talented either.
I don't agree with that.
By the way, like, okay, you know what I'm talking about. It's not like Golden State just knocked off LeBron in his prime. Like, this is definitely a work in progress Boston Celtics team, and they sort of played like that. No, you said it yourself, like, after 2-1, it felt like Boston was the better team because Golden State's just not that talented. Draymond's washed. No doubt about it. Klay is still recovering. He was playing really poorly at that moment. And then, like, Jordan Poole came up small for most of the series. He's not that great.
He was good last night.
He was good, but he's like, you know, he's Jordan Poole. He's not exactly the second coming of Klay Thompson when he was 25.
No, but Andrew Wiggins, who had this career. So, okay, here's the thing about that argument, though, that we can't have it both ways. If you think that this is, you know, was not the best competition that the Warriors ever faced leading up to a championship, or you think this is a little bit of a cupcake championship, then we can't then go validate Steph and say that this was the crowning achievement. Now, I think it was. I think these are the bookends. I am with the rest of the mainstream here of, like, Steph top 10, Steph everything, just, like, give them all the flowers possible. But with your argument, then you can't have it both ways. Because if this was an easy opponent and if this was, you know, not the challenge that they've had in the past, then we can't just start throwing all these roses at Steph Curry then.
Well, I would say, though, no, I mean, my counter argument to that is Steph did not have a good team around him. Like, clearly, look at the 73 win team. He had healthy Klay. He had a much better Draymond.
Sure.
He had basically another version of Andrew Wiggins. He had Harrison Barnes. So it was just a younger, better team around him. This time, he was kind of dragging along some stiffs. I'm sorry. It's just like, there was points of the series where Steph was the only guy who was carrying the team. It wasn't like that back in the day.
Okay, but scoring-wise, I get what you're talking about, but we're talking about a coming-out party for Andrew Wiggins, who was a former number one overall pick who's making $30 million.
Coming-out party, that's, right. He fit that role in the Warriors.
Fit that role perfectly in the Warriors. You and I were talking before the show, does this even happen without Gary Payton II? I mean, he played a crucial role just because
G-leaguer,
but who is now being paid $12 million a year, who was, you know, a guy that they believed in. I mean, this is the thing. Are they stiffs, or are they just role players who play a very narrow role and play it very well?
No, absolutely. This is about the Warriors system to a large extent. It's about Steph's brilliance and the Warriors system. So many guys go there and all of a sudden get better.
Culture, too.
Like, remember Sean Livingston? Like,
of course.
All of a sudden, his whole career is a disappointment. Then he gets to Golden State and is so effective.
Well, he had that devastating injury
even when he came back, though, like, he was nowhere near what he was with Golden State. Golden State props these players up. They just would not be as effective. So I guess
how do you view Steph then through that lens? If you're watching the finals last night and you're thinking this is not that impressive by the Warriors because either Boston you don't think was a great opponent or whatever, then how are you viewing Steph today?
Well, I'm a huge Steph fan. Steph's amazing. He's all-time, easily top 10 player. Like, there's no debate in my mind. But I think what's really the question is, will they be back next year? I think that's where you and I differ on where this franchise is. I think next year is going to be just a wild race in the West. I think the West is going to restock in a major way. And can this team get through a healthy West? Like, I think the West was way down this year. But like, next year, you're going to have LeBron and AD. You're going to have Kawhi and Paul George. You're going to have Jamal Murray and Jokic. Like, it's going to be such a tougher challenge to get to the finals next year.
Okay, I get that, but... I hate to do this as a cliche, but you never know what could happen. I mean, you had the Suns this year. maybe Booker and Chris Paul had COVID at the end. Like, you just never, ever exactly. know, right? And I would say even the Warriors were able to overcome injuries, right? Steph got injured late in the year. Draymond missed a lot of time with his back. Of course, Klay doesn't come back until January. You know, you lose Gary Payton to a fractured elbow in that in the Memphis series. So many things happen. Like, you just can't predict. Like, you want to predict healthy Anthony Davis? Like, good luck to you. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, it's good on paper, but who were the champions here? Like, who showed the medal? It was actually the Golden State Warriors.
But I'd like to bet against them next year. I think it's, and they're
the odds on favor. They're going to be the favorites.
Yeah, no, I would fade them next year. And I know, and I say that with some confidence too, because they're older players. Are they really going to stay healthy for this kind of run again? You should watch the NBA. This year, every NBA Finals, you're like, oh, man, that other good team got hurt. Oh, man, that other, you know, KD and James Harden and Kyrie got hurt. This year, Chris Middleton got hurt.
But then I can then undercut every title.
Well, that's what I do. You
this
just
is
made
your
me?
Brand. Yes. Am I new around here? I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Where you'd staked out this land.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it starts, obviously. Anybody who's going to try and tell me the Houston Rockets in 94, 95.
Oh, wow. You're bringing up old stuff now.
Well, that's the ultimate. Any asterisk argument begins with that.
With
team.
Jordan going to baseball.
Jordan going. That is the ultimate. And that was, Akeem had, they're so amazing. I'm a huge fan, but come on. That was such an asterisk. The
Can
second
we
one to me.
Find a way for Perloff to meet Akeem Olajuwon and say that to his face, because I want to film that.
Okay, my other big asterisk seems like, is there anyone in the world who doesn't think that Kawhi Leonard never would have won that title if Kevin Durant didn't blow out his Achilles?
Of course.
And then LeBron in the bubble with the Lakers. I could go on and on.
Okay, but let's talk about the Warriors right now, because don't they deserve any credit? I mean, we're here talking, telling
they basically,
that Steph Curry's the top 10.
If I keep going on in this segment, I'm going to have them actually losing in the second round.
Wow, I didn't realize that they actually Memphis took them out.
No, I'm just saying, like,
bizarre.
Yeah. But you start off, the reason I'm saying this, you said, is this it feels like the beginning of another second
round. Part two.
I find that so hard to believe at this age and the way the NBA is. And also, teams learn so much from watching Golden State. There's so many versions of Golden State out there.
Okay, well, Boston had an up-close and personal view. And Boston was the number one defensive team in the league. And Golden State figured them out in 3 games. And then game 4, game 5, game 6. LLL to the Boston Celtics. Yeah. And I'm not saying that the Celtics are going to go down as an all-time great team. I'll agree with you there. But it took just a little bit, and the Warriors figured him out. And Boston is younger. Boston is more athletic. All of that. And the Warriors solved them. And Steph Curry solved them. And Andrew Wiggins was excellent on defense, and he was probably the second most important person on the Warriors in this run.
Okay. If you could pull some things I said earlier in the playoffs.
Yes.
I was watching Boston. I'm like, well, Boston's going on a run here. But, like, they have some players who are just not good. And then I'm like Peyton Pritchard's not good.
He was good Grant earlier Williams. In this playoffs. Was good earlier in the playoffs. He disappeared.
And I would make fun of him. Like, you telling me an NBA champion is going to rely on Derek White? And look what happened. They had to play Tatum. Listen to Tatum's minutes. He played 40 last night. It was a disaster. 44 the night before. 43 the game before. 41. 34, 42. Like, they basically had to play 6 guys and completely ran out of steam because they don't have a full fleshed out roster.
Yeah, they could not rely on anyone, and you're right. So here's the thing about Tatum. This is another thing where you and I are going to disagree. I believe that he deserves to get criticized today. There are a lot of really great and amazing things about Jason Tatum. His best basketball is most likely in front of him, but we cannot deny what we just saw, right? We just saw in games 4, 5, and 6, Jason Tatum in crunch time, nowhere. I mean, fourth quarter yesterday, it was like, it was just over. It wasn't even a chance. And that has been the fourth quarters for him. Now, you could say he expended so much energy sometimes in the third quarters and even trying to get them back. I mean, the bottom line is they needed him and he wasn't there. And I feel like he does deserve criticism today. I'm not saying he's not a great player. He didn't deserve NBA first team, nothing like that. But we can be honest with ourselves that he did not have a good second half of this series.
Yeah, but okay, absolutely true. He came up small. He had a few opportunities he missed, but like the offense was so awful last night. Like, what on earth was he going to do? Like, what were the Celtics? First of all, the Celtics then just get the ball up the court is like a mini miracle.
It is such a miracle, like, when they can complete a pass.
He needs some help. Like, either him or Jalen, like, just like flings it into the. I also thought the Warriors got away with a lot of little touch fouls.
They were grabbing. You said this. You thought that the refs wanted to go home. Is that what you said?
Well, there was one play where my future Hall of Famer Al Horford was dribbling to the lane. Steph Curry grabs his forearm, maybe misses the ball by a foot and a half, and they didn't call it. Everyone was like, well, that was obviously hacked. The official was like, nah.
A foot and a half here, foot and a half there.
We just can't call all these fouls on the Warriors because the Warriors kept reaching in. You're telling me that they got 24 clean steals in the NBA?
No, they didn't. But it's weird because, of course, the referees, and if you want to buy into conspiracies, the NBA wants this to go as long as possible. They want a seventh game. Hell, I'm sure even the Warriors owners, of course, they want to win the game. But they want a game seven at home. You know what the gate is like on that?
No, you're totally right. But they had trouble calling all the, like, they can't whistle every time Warriors reach in. It's like when you're officiating the Seattle Seahawks in the early 2010s. It's like, well, this defensive back is holding on every single play, but I can't just sit here and call every whistle. Did you feel like they were letting everybody get away with stuff last night?
I like that. You know, I don't mind that. When we get deep into a series or any time in a series, I don't love that, you know, what was Steve Javy, the selective officiating? Like, I get it happens, and especially with the technicals, but like, let them play.
Well, I don't know. They were hacking. Tatum gave up. He's like, they're hitting me in the arm every time. And they told him not to argue with the refs.
Yeah, I saw that.
I do agree. Tatum gave up last night, but there are a lot of reasons. I thought, like, did Ime Udoka show up well last night?
I didn't think the substitutions were all that great, but to your point, like, what was he working with?
Yeah.
The bench was zero. I mean, people I'm impressed with by the Celtics, though, Robert Williams, wow. On a bad knee, that guy was everywhere last night. He was excellent. Samter, do we have an eraser for our whiteboard? Because I hate to say ding dong, the candidacy is dead. Al Horford, I'm sorry. Such a nice guy, allegedly. Never met him, don't know. But he's got a great reputation. I hate to be the one to do this, but we're going to have to erase his Hall of Fame candidacy.
In the
whiteboard behind Perloff's.
How can
shoulder.
You know, you were saying, how can I not say nice things about the Warriors? How can anyone say anything negative about Al Horford
today? I know, he had
today?
A good game last night.
I mean, he was, when Jason Tatum was exasperated to give up, Marcus Smart, the heck happened to him? Like, he wasn't even trying at all.
Turnovers,
the defensive player of the year, completely asleep on defense the entire fourth quarter. So Al Horford, the real champion among the Celtics, actually tries to drag the team back into it. I was impressed with Horford. I was pretty happy.
I was impressed with Horford too, but I mean, them's the rules. The rules were, if Al Horford wins the championship, then he's going to the Hall of Fame. It's an if-then situation. So, remember back to logic class. So we got to erase it.
But however, at least my take wasn't wrong, because it would have been if they had won the title and he didn't make the Hall of Fame. So I was very clear. I'm like, if they win this NBA title.
You were, but now we have to erase Al Horford off the board.
I don't know about that necessarily. It wasn't if he doesn't win this finals, he's not going. It was just if he wins, he's going. He still has career left. He can win next year.
Yeah,
he can still make the Hall.
Okay, you're
so
worried
about. So it's not like he needs to win, otherwise he doesn't make the Hall.
I get it, but like, you're worried about the Warriors' core aging. Like, Al Horford is actually old.
He's going to be on the Warriors next year.
He's Benjamin Button. He
look young.
Al Horford somehow was 4 for 5 from 3-point range. A 36-year-old former center.
Those corner threes, man.
He is incredibly impressive.
The way he shoots, it's like I've never seen someone so square to the basket. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's weird. He flares out his left elbow in a really bizarre way. He doesn't look like anyone else shooting a three. But
we have the eraser? You're going to have to bring it in, please.
What if we put...
We can't count down Al Horford for a whole other season. It's exhausting.
Why don't we just go to 82? 82 games.
And then we'll see where Al Horford stands.
All right, here we'll wrap up on this first segment on this. I have a question for you. Who would you be more surprised if they made it back, the Celtics or the Warriors?
More surprised?
Like next year's finals.
To me, I'd be more surprised if the Celtics made it back. Yeah. I think the Warriors have a good shot.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, what about you?
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think the Celtics are also going to run into like a lot more competition.
See, the dynasty lives. Just just follow me. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
Show bet, I get the field, you get the Warriors?
Well, I didn't want to be the one to have to bring it up because I hate calling my own shot, but somebody on the show said Warriors in six. It wasn't Stu.
Oh, Sorry, Stu. You're totally right. I also remember,
I also said the Warriors have no shot after they were down 3-2-1. Forget all that. I may have lost the battle, but I won the war here with the Warriors in six bet.
Oh, I also want to see, like, the Warriors are the favorite next year?
They are the favorite right now, according to, sports bet.
We got to bring that up. I'd love to see who's 2, 3, 4, 5.
Like. I got it right here. I'll bring it up in the next segment. We got to take a quick break. Samter is here with the eraser. Aw, hate to do it. Al Horford, what a good guy, but we got to erase you off the big board, buddy. Oh, maybe next year. We want to hear from you at 855-212-4CBS. Is this the beginning of the next Warriors dynasty, part two of the dynasty? You let us know, 855-212-4227. It is Maggie and Perloff on this Friday. Warriors are NBA champs. Let us know what you're thinking on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM, channel 158.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.